Well, Michael, I suppose the big question on everybody's lips is, can Donegal ladies go where maybe Donegal men didn't go last week against Dublin?
Yes, Tommy. You know, I think, you know, any team can go anywhere if they get their markups right and, you know, bring a hunger and appetite into a game and that, and a self-belief and that, which will be big for Donegal. But, I mean, definitely, you know, every team is beaten on the day, and, you know, we in Donegal, we're not trying down to Longford. We're going down there basically, you know, getting into an Ireland team in final, and that's the goal of these girls, and that's where we hope to be coming back up the road tomorrow night.
Yeah, and the reality is, I suppose, in putting the game in context, maybe not quite as big a hurdle as the men folk faced last week, but it's pretty close. Dublin are up there, aren't they?
Yes, look at Dublin ladies have been there, you know, the fifth Leinster title in a row, and I mean, last year's All-Ireland beaten finalists, I mean, you know, their favourites to be in the All-Ireland, we've seen themselves in Cork this year again. Of course, Dublin are a formidable side, but look, I mean, that aside, I mean, you know, all we can do is look to ourselves and look to our own ability and look to the players that we have in the squad and our players, and us getting a performance and bitty, you know, delivering a performance on the pitch. And you know, if you get beat on the day and you're in a good performance, well, you know, you don't feel bad. But I mean, that's the big thing, is to get a work rate out in the field and get a good display on the pitch. That's what we'd be hoping.
Well, if you look at Donegal season, it was a very good league campaign. Won all your games, undefeated, and then obviously won promotion as well, won the league final, made up for the loss of last year, and then obviously hit with the departure of quite a lot of players and surrendered your Ulster title at the first hurdle against Cavan. So things weren't looking great at that stage in the summer.
No, Tom, you know, rightly, and again saying that, you're right, we lost a number of girls. I mean, they had told us at the beginning of the year that they were going away, but that said, I mean, our girls know that we didn't play against Cavan, and you know, again, we just lost by a pint and probably had a few chances at the end to get an equaliser. But look, I mean, the girls know more than anybody else, and they didn't perform on that day, and you know, we were good enough to beat Cavan, and we knew that ourselves, but unfortunately it didn't just work out on the day for us. But since that, I mean, you know, we've buttled down a bit, we got back to training again and put in a lot of effort and had a number of challenge games and that, and you know, we went down to Longford last week, and you know, we had a good belief in ourselves that we could beat Galway and that, and you know, we got the result, and I think the girls will take an awful lot of self-belief from it, that we came back, you know, from Galway hitting for 1-2 in the last 2-3 minutes, and you know, Yvonne come back down the field and us getting that pint again to win a game like that.
Just before we talk about the game last week, how difficult was it to get back up again after the Cavan defeat? Because, like, you know, first time Ulster champions, first defensible, and you fell.
Yeah, well, I don't think it was as difficult in my seat, Tom, because the reality of the situation, the girls knew themselves, they didn't do themselves justice, and I think when you hurt yourself, and as I said, if you go out in the field in a performance and get beat and you deserve to get beat, well, you can do nothing about that. But the fact of the matter is, we knew, and the girls knew themselves, they didn't perform against Cavan and that. So again, I mean, they had to, you know, basically put the record straight about themselves, and you know, fair credit to them and fair dues for putting in the effort and sticking at it, and you know, because you know, as you said, it wasn't easy with a number of girls gone, and you know, basically probably a bit of doubt believing, are we good enough and are we capable of doing it? And I think the answer to all them questions by last week by going on beating Galway.
And in context of games, you know, that was a big result against Galway, because Galway, I know they were beaten in Connacht, but they have been dominating Connacht for a good few years, and were maybe having notions and ambitions themselves.
Oh, definitely, no doubt about that, and you can feel the hurt in the Galway girls last week when they got beaten, because they believed that they were going to beat us. So there's no doubt about that, and as you rightly said, Galway has beaten Donegal underage and basically a senior for the last number of years, and you know, they've been riding a high wave there in Connacht for the last number of years, and basically one of the fourth or fifth teams in Ireland in ladies football down through the last number of years. So definitely it was a huge effort from these girls and a huge basically result for the girls, and you know, it showed the commitment and heart basically to go down and beat Galway. So again, it was, you know, it was great credit to the girls for that.
Yeah, and of course Yvonne McMonigal 1-8, Amber Barrett was a 2-2 or 2-3 she scored. They kind of got grabbed the headlines afterwards, but it was a good all round team performance.
Oh yes, look, from the goalie, you know, to the extra subs that we took on, to the 17 players that went out in the field, it was a, you know, 100% commitment right to the end. And yet, you know, and I said, you know, the last 2 weeks of training, some of the girls still didn't even give their best performance on that day, and you know, looking back at the game, you know, we should have barely beaten Galway by more, and shouldn't be in that, you know, tight at the end, because basically with 3 minutes to go we're 4 points up, and you know, should have put the game out. But look, I mean, there's things to be learned from that game, and you know, we'll be hoping to put them right against Dublin, because you know, we'll have to tighten a little bit up at the back and not let them, you know, surrender scores as easy as we did against Galway. But I mean, you know, in hindsight, I mean, you know, it was great for the girls to get that result.
Yeah, and talk to me about Dublin. Where are their strengths?
Look, Dublin are a very formidable side. I mean, you know, I think there's about maybe 8 or 9 All-Stars on that Dublin team. I mean, you know, if we're looking for a weakness in Dublin, we'd probably be looking to the full back line, a bit near like the men. I mean, we'd be hoping to explore that line. They were very strong on the half back line, I mean, and the half forward. They were too, and the full forward, you know, the Sinead, the Herman in there, full forward then. I mean, and Lindsay Davy in a corner forward, strong players, and you know, the Sinead McGoldrick and Sinead Fleming in the centre half back, strong players as well. I mean, but look, I mean, we have strong players around the field. I mean, and it's basically about getting the match up right and basically trying to you know, eliminate ball from a lot of these girls, and not, because the Dublin like to get behind the ball and run at teams, and you know, we'd be hoping to counteract that and basically, you know, maybe our girls get a bit of a run again, because I feel, you know, if we can get enough of ball into our forward lines, you know, we have forwards that can do the damage as well.
Yeah, because as you said, obviously listeners listening to that will say, well, you know, if Dublin are vulnerable in the full back line, we certainly, it's probably our strongest line in, you know, you have Amber Barrett, Yvonne, and maybe one or two others.
Yes, definitely, there's no doubt with that. You know, we have great caliber of forwards. I mean, and again, basically, you know, the big one that we're looking for is around the midfield area, around that diamond area, the centre half forward, centre back. It's getting a big performance there, because we'll have to win ball there, because that's where the game will be won or lost, is in that diamond area. I mean, and basically, that's what we'll be hoping for a big game tomorrow. And again, just tighten a bit at our defence, and basically, you know, making them work. If they get a score, they have to work for it. They don't get in too easy for any scores.
And I know when I spoke to you earlier in the week, the word was out that Jerley McLaughlin and our sister Nicole were back from their sojourn in America. You were remaining very coy on it and non-committal. Now you're the game, can you enlighten us any more as to whether they're going to be there tomorrow?
I mean, at this stage we'll have them on the team bus anyway, and that's a huge plus on that end. You know, definitely it's great to have them back, and also to have need McLaughlin back as well. And hopefully a girl flying in this morning that we'll hopefully will have there tomorrow as well.
So in other words, you're going to be stronger than you are against Galway?
Yes. Well, I mean, Betty will have options on the bench, and we'll have players to bring in, which is huge, and it gives you strength and depth, and that's what you need. And you know, definitely, you know, any girls that you have back, you know, the calibre of these girls, it's great to have them there, and looking to make a job, maybe hopefully coming out of that.
But it's going to be very difficult to look past the girls that played last week when you start tomorrow.
Oh, definitely, Tom, that goes without saying. Like, I mean, definitely, you know, as I said, you know, these girls went down and proved themselves against Galway, you know, and basically nobody was given us a chance, and you know, these girls deserve to get a second day out, and there's no doubt about that. I don't see any reason them girls won't be getting their second day out.
And how was training gone this week?
Yeah, training went very, very well. I mean, we trained on Monday night and Wednesday night. I mean, they're off now tonight, because I mean, we're away tomorrow. I mean, so again, basically everyone, you know, is in good form, you know, good shape. I mean, you know, we don't have no knocks. I mean, everyone's up for the game, and hopefully now it's just basically to concentrate on Dublin and getting a big result tomorrow.
Yeah, and there's no fear maybe the 7 day turnaround is the talk about, you know, the fact that, you know, you had plenty of time to get ready for Galway. You've had only a week to, you know, to get ready for Dublin.
I don't think so, Tom. I mean, you know, at this stage, I mean, of course, Dublin probably will be coming a bit fresher than me. But I mean, you know, last week's game will stand to us, and that's what we hope tomorrow.